You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. As you know, I always like to start with something fun and interesting. Have you ever played the game Tetris? You know, it's that classic puzzle game where you manipulate these falling blocks to form complete lines. Well, now there's a new movie coming out from Apple about Tetris. That's right. And they say it's based on the true story of an American video game salesman, Hank Rogers, and his discovery of Tetris back in 1988. And when he sets out to bring the game to the world, he enters a dangerous web of lies and corruption behind the Iron Curtain. They say it's a thriller. Whoever thought with like Tetris would be a thriller? You know, and it took them a long time to get the Tetris movie done. Why? Because it was all in the script. Every time they would write a line, it would disappear. Okay, that's Tetris humor. If you don't play Tetris, you don't get it. I'm sorry. Hey, listen, I'm Kim Commando, America's digital goddess here with you, and you've tapped into our award-winning show about all things digital. And you're about to get more tech smarts because, as I like to say, every single thing is a tech thing. You can find us on over 425 top radio stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for My Last Name Commando, and you can find us as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7 commercial-free over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. And we also heard on the American Forces Network radio, and thanks to all of our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation as I speak. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to, and our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, every single day I go to so many different websites and I read everything I can to make sure that you and I are both up to date on all things digital. And this is part of the show where I like to talk about numbers. When you see the numbers in the headlines, what do they really mean? So the first number we're going to talk about is 10. 10 drone deliveries and 10 years ago. That's when Jeff Bezos made a big promise, by the way. He pledged to fill the air with this army of Amazon delivery drones. Well, what happened, right? Well, after Amazon Prime Air's launch December in California and Texas, it only delivered to 10 households. And then they laid off half the employees that work at those locations. Problem in River City. So let's be real. What's going on? Well, the FAA's guidelines. Here's a list of some of them. Number one, you're not allowed to fly the drone over people. That's a tough one. Okay. Number two, you cannot fly over any schools during times of operation. Okay, we can get around that. Number three, you can't fly over 250 feet over these moving vehicles. Okay, so basically, they can't cross the street. So that puts a whole damper on the whole idea of these drone delivery services. I mean, and I know what you're thinking, Amazon packages in the sky, these drone deliveries, it's like skeet shooting for prizes, right? No. Hey, listen, if you are wondering about drone surveillance, just as a whole total side note, is that my USA Today column this week is all about how to avoid drone surveillance. You can read it on the website this week at commando.com. And then you want to hit how to in columns or just search for drone surveillance. And then it appears on all the other websites in a week from now. All right. Number two, $20,000 a month. What's going on there? So all these big tech companies are firing. I'm talking about like Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and they have laid off some 75,000 folks since the beginning of the year. Wow, 75,000 people. So what's happening on the dark web is that now there are all these job openings trying to get these people who have worked for legitimate companies to go work for illegitimate companies on the dark web. Digital privacy company Kaspersky, they say that job postings from hacker groups and dark web employers are paying really well and they are really in demand. So the highest paying job on the dark web offered over $20,000 a month. Wow. The most popular job posting on the dark web, developers, 61% of the job postings were towards them. The median pay for IT professionals was about anywhere from $1,300 to maybe $4,000 a month. But there is a dark side. This is, of course, the dark web, and they are looking for people to do malicious things, i.e. hacking teams looking to create and spread malware. So you probably don't want to get a job on the dark web. You know, I once hired a guy to teach me all about the dark web. He was just my Tor mentor. Get it? Tor, T-O-R, mentor. Oh, okay. The Onion. All right, forget it. Number three, 40% of online daters are looking for the special one. That's right. A recent study found that 1 in 5 people run at least one before every meeting. I'm talking about a background check. Now, even though the internet world is totally scary, you can't be afraid. 1 in 4 people are actually meeting their spouses online now. That's right. So what are some dating tips? You want to keep sensitive information out of your profile and especially out of your photos. So look deep into your photos. If there's any info that someone can glean from them, just want you to take it out. Instead, like, write about all your great hobbies, your interests, your goals. And nobody wants anybody who's a Debbie Downer, so do not be negative. Also, check out your match photos, see if there's any strange thing about them. Now, if suddenly that match looks like, oh, the guy on the cover of GQ magazine or the woman on the cover of Cosmopolitan or Vogue, and you're sitting there and, you know, I'm talking about maybe, you know, Texas or Alabama, and you're like, wow, look at this person. I think this is the one because they're so stunning. Before you fall for it and they start asking you for money, head over to images.google.com and upload their images to see if there's any place else that those images might appear. Number four on our list of five things is $80,000. That's right. The U.S. Treasury just announced that the definition of an SUV is about to change. Now, why is this important? This makes more electric cars from the likes of Tesla, GM, and all the others eligible for those huge $7,500 tax credits. Now, the price cap for the credit previously is set at $55,000. Well, now it's $80,000 for SUVs. So now we have electric cars like the Tesla Model Y, the Ford Mustang Mach-E. They weren't called SUVs because they didn't weigh enough, and they were also priced, you know, over $55,000. So here's what's going on, is that when you are now buying an electric car, you may be able to get more of those tax credits. Oh, by the way, Ford just cut prices of its new Mustang Mach-E by as much as $6,000. Tesla just dropped their prices by $6,000, or sometimes nearly 20%. And Chevy is about to introduce another fully electric car. Now, a lot of people think this is so great, but other people are like, that's just so revolting. Get it? The Chevy Volt, revolting. Okay. Finally, this coming in at number five, $7 a month to take a nap. Ooh, what's going on? Now you don't have to pay attention to your next video meeting because Microsoft is about ready to plop ChatGPT into its team meetings video service. Now, for only $7 a month, it can do tasks in an instant that employees are paid to do. Now, some of the new features include the ChatGPT AI is going to take notes and bullet takeaways during the meetings. That's normally done by project managers or maybe an assistant. It's then going to automatically translate that meeting into different languages. Now, this is really interesting to me. The most fascinating part of this is that it's going to have something called an intelligent recap feature that generates task lists and highlights for specific workers, things that they need to do, even though they aren't there. Yep, AI is coming in everywhere. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about how you can quickly find and search for any photos that you sent or received on instant messaging. Talk about what to look for in a security cam and what to avoid, and how you can get some free stuff online. Of course, we have all of your phone calls, and you have me, Kim Commando.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliate Sophia Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hey, if you're not already following us on social media, be sure to do that. We're everywhere at Kim Commando. Twitter.com/Kim Commando, Instagram.com/Kim Commando, and Facebook.com/Kim Commando. All right, let's start with Rose in Pueblo, Colorado. Hello there, Rose.
Thank you so much for all the information that you give in your newsletter. I learned so much every single time I read your newsletter. So I just read it.
Oh, thank you, Rose. That's very nice of you to say.
Well, thank you for being so smart. My question today is, I read one of your newsletters that had opt-out Tuesday in it. And so I've been really trying to do that, opt-out Tuesday and get rid of my information all over the net, And so there was this one website called PQ.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And amongst others. And, I followed your instructions and did, what you said, step by step. And then it asked me to put in my email address. And so I thought, well, I don't want to put my email address in because then the whole thing will start over again, probably. So I put in, I hide my email address
right
on my iPhone.
Sure.
And so then I'm thinking after I did that, well, was that not smart? Because I'm trying to get rid of the information about my original email. So I should have probably put my original email in instead of hide my email.
Well, you know what? If they were asking for an email that is your primary email address when you opt out, okay, or maybe they will show you an email address and you have to check that in order to get yourself out of this database, that's where you want to use your real email address, even though it's like, oh my gosh, I'm giving it to somebody who's selling all my data. The hide my email, what it does is it just comes up with a randomized email address that says @icloud.com. And any of the email that you put in this fictitious email address from, and I should actually back up, let me back up so everybody knows what we're talking about, okay, Rose, is that with the latest iOS version on Apple is that they have something called hide my email. So whenever a prompt comes up to enter an email address, you can have Apple generate a random fake email address for you, and they call this feature hide my email. But hide my email, if somebody actually emails that, it's not like it goes into this bin of nowheresville. The hide my email address actually gets forwarded to your real email address, okay? So if they needed to get in touch with you, you would still get that email, but it would come from that fictitious address. So when you do the opt-out Tuesday, if they are asking like what email address is tied to this account, or you can see that it's your real email address, unfortunately, you're going to have to use your real email address for that. By the way, if you're not on Apple, you can get a similar feature by just using with Gmail, for example. It'd be like, say, Kim Commando plus PQ@gmail.com, anything after the plus at Gmail, and that's not my real email address, by the way, is actually ignored by Gmail. And the hide my email address is really fascinating. And I'm so glad that, Rose, that you are loving our newsletters and loving Opt Out Tuesday, because we've been doing so much work with this. And if you're unfamiliar with the program that we have going on the website, Opt Out Tuesday is just that. Every single Tuesday, there is a website where we are going to tell you exactly where you can remove your personal information from all these people search sites and all the other sites that are collecting details about all of us. And it's been interesting because I think these people search sites are getting wind because the links that we've been providing in order to opt out of the database suddenly have gone poof. They don't work anymore. So we are in the process of refinding all the steps that you need to take to opt out of these databases in the past. And of course, the new ones, we always make sure it's correct going forward. So every single Tuesday is Opt Out Tuesday on Komando.com. Once again, that's KOMANDO.com. Hey, Rose, thanks for your kind words. And thanks for being a listener and viewer and newsletter subscriber. You're awesome. And if you need any other help, I'm always here for you. You know, it's just a smart idea to use Hide My Email. Use that address whenever you sign up for subscriptions, promotions. So this way you can keep your real email address free from all that unwanted spam. Yuck. All right, Tina in Auburn, Kansas, you're up next.
Yes, I've been shopping for quite some time for a device that would make my cat's life better when he's being boarded. Okay. I'd like it to play music. It could be also include the radio because we have some good music channels here, a local radio channel, and plays lots of classical and jazz. Anyway, I would need it to have a timer on it, so it'd switch on and off and I prefer it to be wired, not wireless.
Sure. What's really great is that because of technology, that there are so many different and unique products right out now, Tina. And the one that you're looking for, and we're going to send you a link to it, it's for sale on Amazon. There's something called the Cat Soothe Pro. All right? Just think about this. The Cat Soothe Pro. This is a radio station just for cats. Okay? And the music is selected just for cats. And it's scientists who have studied this. They said, yeah, this is really great music for cats. It does have a timer function turned on and off. It plays, they say, calming music for cats. To reduce their stress, promote relaxation, and it's not very big, and it is wired, and it's like $70. And so if you're trying to make sure that when your cat's bored, that, you know, he's all calm and relaxed, and then just pick up this Pet Acoustics and have them put it in wherever he's staying. And by the way, in case you have a dog, guess what? They have a dog acoustics, and guess what? If you have a bird, they even have bird acoustics. And when you look at the reviews, people say, yeah, you know, this really, truly works. Again, it's called Pet Acoustics is the manufacturer. And again, the product line is they have cats, birds, and dogs. And it's about $70 for one of those speakers. And Tina, thank you so much for your call. Isn't tech so sweet, especially for our fur babies? All right, let's talk about the easy way to get slides and negatives right into your photo library. Now, if you're over 25 years old, there are probably slides or 35 millimeter negatives of you somewhere. And that's about how long it's been since digital photography just totally took over. Now, the easiest way to scan these slides and 35 millimeter negatives is to use your phone and an inexpensive kit that you can buy or make. Now, Kodak has something called the Mobile Film Scanner. It's a small box that you just put together. You put your phone on the top, and then the slides or negatives, they go right inside. It has a built-in battery-powered LED backlight, so it illuminates all your old films and slides, and then you can just put them in the free Kodak app. It's about $35. Now, if you want to save some money, you can go ahead and make your own film and slide kit. There are a ton of tutorials on YouTube. Just search for DIY film scanner. Doesn't it always amaze you, though? I just was thinking about this with Kodak. They totally should have owned the entire digital film marketplace. They just blew it. Hey, stay right where you are. We're going to talk about security cameras, the good, the bad, and the ugly, here on The Kim Komando Show.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
All right, coming up in just a few minutes, how to quickly find and search for photos that you've got in your text messaging. You know, it's like, I know that person sent me a photo, I just can't find it. Ha, not anymore. I'm going to tell you how to do that in a split second. And then later on, how you can get really good free stuff on the internet and on Facebook and all these other different groups. And right now, joining us is our amazing content queen from Komando.com, Allie Seligman. Hello there, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
So we're going to talk about security cameras today, the ones that everybody should have. How many security cameras do you have in your house?
I only have two. I have back porch, front porch, and good segue, Kim, because they are Arlo cameras. And they're older Arlo cameras, and if you have Arlos and haven't heard the news, well, they just changed their end-of-life policy. Anything that's older than 4 years is losing a lot of functionality. You're not going to be able to upload anything to the cloud, no push notifications, no email alerts. So basically everything that makes it worth having one,
It's just not, but I think we need to explain what exactly end of life means. I mean, we all know what end of life means for us. You know, all that music, you know. Okay. But, you know, so tech comes with built-in obsolescence, right?
Indeed. I mean, yes.
You buy something, it's not going to last forever.
It's
like
not.
The iPhone 4 that exploded on the kitchen counter, and you can see the video on my Instagram account. Should not be in existence anymore. So, and we have Chromebooks, right? They have an end of life.
Yeah. And sometimes these things, you know, you can do a little research ahead of time, like with a Chromebook, and say, ooh, I shouldn't buy that one because as of, you know, 2024, I'm not going to be able to use it or update it anymore. With security cameras, this is especially important, right? Because they're not going to get things like security updates, firmware updates anymore. And especially when it's something that your private footage, when it comes to your security, you don't want to mess with that. If you're using, I don't know, there are certain things, right, that if it's not going to get the latest update, I guess you'll be okay. Security cams?
You're like, whatever.
No.
Don't
do
it. You need to make sure that you do that. And especially, like, if they are just keeping the videos out there for anybody to see. That was also big news this past week,
right? Oh, it sure was. Eufy, which is a brand, we probably all know the name Anchor, really popular tech brand.
Yes.
They're affordable but still good quality stuff. Eufy is one of their lines. They make security cameras. And, whoops, security researchers found out they were not encrypting the footage. And so, say I somehow got the link to your footage, Kim, I could just watch it. I could watch
nice.
Whatever I wanted. They're working on it. It's not all the way fixed yet, but they I imagine it's code red over there at Anchor.
I would hope so.
It
seems like, security camera footage, anybody can see. It's like going to that website, Shodan, Shodan, where you can see like anything that's not encrypted, whether it's like, I mean, one time I was over there and I remember I actually saw security cameras like at a nuclear power plant.
Whoa.
I'm like, okay, somebody needs to fix this. Okay.
That is actually the biggest thing, right? If we are talking about what should you look for in a security camera. So maybe you're like me, you have those Arlo cams. Now they are basically as good as paperweights. What should you look for if you're going to buy new ones? Security is super important. You want to make sure that it is encrypted. You want to make sure the login, the portal, whatever you use, is safe. Look for things like it requires or, maybe just offers 2FA. So you don't want something where it's like, sign into this random website and see your stuff. No, you don't want that. That is the first place to start. One thing that I think you should look for, audio recording. This is, in some cases, as important as getting the video footage, right? We actually talked about this on Kim Commando Today, the Friday edition this week. A crazy case. A murderer was found using just the audio.
Yeah, this is, it's a crazy story.
It really is.
It wasn't just the security video footage.
Nope.
It was actually the audio recording that helped catch a murder. So this is the Friday edition of our Kim Commando Today podcast. So wherever you get your podcast, you don't want to miss the Friday edition. It's different than Monday through Friday because on Friday, we're getting ready for the weekend and Allie and Matt come on board. And Matt told this story. It was like so incredibly fascinating.
Yeah, it's
but
a really
I like the
story.
Audio recording.
Yeah.
It is. I think that's a great feature.
Something that if you're one of those people, if you're going to put cams inside your house, you might be a little creeped out by the idea of, is this going to record me constantly while I'm in my house? Do I want that? A lot of people don't. That's why I think you should get a camera that has a shutter on it. And so you can usually set these so there's a home mode where if you're home walking around your house, it's not recording you. It's not filming you. And if you're not home, that little shutter comes up and it records anything that's happening. I think that's a nice feature, especially for the privacy concerned among us. If you don't want, you walking around in your underwear going up to your security camera.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really needs to see that. I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
And just on a side note, our sponsor, Simply Safe, their cameras have the shutters built in, which I really think is super important. Now, the other thing that comes into play when we're talking about security cameras is that you get a certain amount of days for free. And then it's like, okay, Kim Commando, you need to pay up if you want to have you want to go more than 7.5 days.
Yes.
And sometimes that history is super important. Like right now I have a house for sale and I want to be able to put cameras on the inside and so I can see what's going on. And which is, by the way, so fascinating because you hear people say, wow, this bedroom's great. And as people are looking at the house. But that history is super important.
So for you, for that kind of instance, you might want longer history, right? Because you're not there all the time. You're not living in the house. That one really depends on what your situation is. I would say at a bare minimum, you want 7 days so you can go back a week. But you might want to look for 30 days or even longer. And that is another good tip when we're talking about price, because it might not just be the price of the camera. It might also be if you have to get cloud storage or an upgrade to actually be able to watch the footage later. Because sometimes it is just, you can see it for 24 hours, then you're out of luck. And that's not very useful for most people.
Well, I think 7 days is probably enough for most people, that the free period, because if something's going to happen, if you're at home, you're going to see it happen within the first 7 days. So you're not like you're going to have to do that. Now, the quality of the video, super important, right, Al?
Absolutely. We have all seen grainy footage on, whether it's on TV or our own security cameras, and you're like, wait, what is that? An animal? Is that a person? I don't know. Who is that? Is that my husband? So that is definitely an important one. I would say get HD cameras. You want as high quality footage as you can get. Most of the, you know, video doorbells and those, they are HD. Look for that in your regular home security cameras too. Because what good is it if you can't actually tell what's happening in the video? It's no good.
You know, it isn't any good. Now, one of the things that I put up at Ian's house is those, instead of just having motion activated lights, is that now there's motion activated cameras.
Oh, nice.
Which, with a light, which I think is just so smart. And see, and that's the thing. A lot of people think, well, I'm going to, like you said, I'm going to put one on my front porch, on my back porch, whatever it may be. Is that, you know, you can put these in different areas, and especially now these cameras over time, they've become much more durable so they can go outdoors.
Yeah, a lot of them can survive lots of elements, or if you can tuck them under an awning or, you know, a little bit of a roof, whatever it is. But yeah, some of them are fine just being kind of out there, especially the kind that are on things like lights, because they're meant to just be out in the elements, and so they will last.
So what type of prices do you think if somebody was trying to buy a security camera? I mean, obviously, you want to stay away from the ones that are like the name you never heard of, that's $35.
In general, you know? Yes. I would say if you're finding a security camera on Amazon or wherever else and it's $20, close the tab, do some soul searching. No, you shouldn't take chances on things that are that cheap when it is recording such sensitive information. I'd say the $50 range, you're going to be totally fine. A few brands, you don't have to get the absolute top of the line. Certainly there are a lot of advantages, especially if you want to have a whole home security system, right? You mentioned SimpliSafe. Yeah, that's killer if you want to have a great security system for your whole house. Yeah. If you're just going to have a camera or two and that's all you're really concerned about, you can go a little cheaper and that's okay. Casa is a good brand. TP-Link. Wyze cameras, that you probably heard that name. Those are okay. Yeah. Just make sure that you're not using, if you have one of these, get rid of it. They're first generation cameras. Are hackable and there's no fix, so get rid of those. Luckily,
nice.
They've wised up and the rest of their cameras are good, totally secure.
That was a good one, Allie.
Thank you.
You know, speaking of security cameras, I was over at a friend's house and I was actually helping her dad set up his Apple Watch, and he's 85 years old.
Aww.
And he's just so cute. He's so wonderful. And he told me this story. He said, you know, back in the day, Kim, you could walk into a grocery store with $2. And you could leave with a full shopping cart. But nowadays you can't do that anymore because they have security cameras everywhere. I was like, oh, I got that. That was funny.
Good one.
So that goes to Tom here in Santa Barbara. That was your joke. Allie, great job as always. And I'm sure we have all the details over on the website, right?
You know we do.
Okay. Thank you, Allie, for being here. All right, so you have just a slew of text messages, and you know that person sent you a photo, and you're like, I don't know where that photo is. Okay, here's the deal. A lot of people don't know this trick, is that on your iPhone, you can open messages. You can tap on a conversation, group, contact name, profile photo, and then if you scroll down, there's a photo section. Yes, and that's where you can see all the photos that were shared with you and also your videos. If you're on Android, works the same way. Just go into your messages and then tap the search bar at the top. And if you need the exact steps, hit commando.com and just search for how to quickly find and search photos that you've sent or received on your phone. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls, as well as you can get free stuff on the internet. I'm talking about great free stuff. So stay right with us here on the Kim Commando Today podcast.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey, just a quick reminder that if you are not already getting our newsletters, head over to commando.com/subscribe today. That's commando.com/subscribe for our free newsletter. You can join over 400,000 people that get it every single day. All right, Tom in Columbia, Missouri. Hi there, Tom.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for coming to the gym with me every Saturday and helping me get through an hour and a half workout. I really appreciate it.
Well, let me tell you, the last time I saw you in the gym, you are looking hot. You are buff. Ugh, Tom, you're looking
not
great.
Not bad for a 70-year-old guy.
I know. You're looking great. You're looking great.
Thank you. All the old ladies love to talk to me. I'm in Columbia, Missouri, and I've been a filmmaker since 1990. I actually started on the old Amiga computer with the video toaster, if you ever heard of it. It was really one of the first computers to have a video chip in it that would let you manipulate video. Anyway, through the years, I've produced on film and video. And about 10 years ago, we got into doing more social media stuff because it's where things were going. This fall, I was awarded a contract from the county to produce advertising to get more 911 dispatchers in the county. We have a beautiful state-of-the-art communication center, have money for about 60 employees to be 911 dispatchers, and they can't get over 30. It's been incredible. Wow. And the pay's good. So anyway, I produce a video a week, usually around a minute, and what I call a video billboard, something funny or humorous or informative that lets us advertise on mostly Facebook sites that promote the job and promote people to apply for the job. Mm-hmm. So I started accumulating places, Facebook places that would let me post on their site. Mid-Missouri jobs, you know, Boone County jobs, community okay. helping things. And so I've got a list of all of these places. I've made about 25 or 30 right now. But every time I do a post, I don't want to be a spam operator, so I have to go in and re-insert the website and copy it into every Facebook site. Is there a way I can get all of these pieces together and hit one button and say, send to all these Facebook sites?
Poof, it's done, right? You don't have to go from place to place. All right. So, you know, so are you also posting any of these videos up on Instagram or on the county websites or on Twitter, maybe LinkedIn? Because if you're just hitting Facebook, you have other opportunities too.
Yes.
And I just want to make you aware of that. So, the more people that can see this video, the better off that you are. Now, the good news is that you don't have to sit there and say, go from site to site, post to post, group to group, anything that may be, is that you can post all at once, like you mentioned, just hit a button, and then it will post across all your social media platforms across the board. And so the names of the company, there's two. One's called Hootsuite, and the other one's called Buffer. Hootsuite is really made for big companies, which you're not quite there yet, and maybe you don't even want to be there. But if you're managing all these different accounts for different clients, it's got a lot of different tools. Now, with Buffer, and that's a tool that we use, by the way, here at the Kim Komando Show, is that it's good for a small team or a small business owner. And if you're just getting started, it's really simple to use. So you're going to make your post. And then you say where you type in whatever copy that you want with the hashtags, and then you give the address where it needs to be posted. And then lo and behold, yes, the heavens will open up, and then it can be posted on a schedule overnight, whatever it may be. And it really does work great. I will give you one warning, especially with video, is that I want you to double check the posts wherever they're supposed to be landing at that particular time. Because I've noticed that sometimes Buffer will kind of glitch out on videos. And so you can learn more about it at buffer.com. And as far as costs, it's about $15 a month if you do need to pay for some of the features. Otherwise, it's free. You just have a limited feature. So try with the free account. And then if you find that you need some extra analytics or you want to be able to reply directly to people right inside that particular app, you can do it within Buffer. So again, that's buffer.com. But I think you're really going to love it, Tom. And keep up the great work at the gym every single Saturday. Remember, I'm there with you, rooting you on. You know, a lot of people ask me this question, what is the best time to post on Facebook? Well, they're saying it's Wednesday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. is the best time on Facebook. On Twitter, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 3 p.m. and 5 to 6 p.m. And on Instagram, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And in case you're interested, LinkedIn, it's actually Tuesday and Thursdays from 7 to 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. If you like free stuff, you're going to love the Buy Nothing Project groups on Facebook, Nextdoor, or the official app. And everything is free. So basically, you can download the app in the Apple or Google Play Store, or just search Facebook using the phrase buy nothing and then the name of your town. You can also find similar posts over at Nextdoor. But just remember your safety always. Since the free stuff is usually at someone's house, don't go there to pick it up alone. Promise me. Always bring a friend with you. And once again, it's the Buy Nothing Project app, and you can find it in the Apple's App Store or the Google Play Store or on Facebook. Just search using the phrase Buy Nothing and the name of your town. Hey, if you learned just a few things, make sure that you tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show, because after all, knowledge is power. If you need any more information about anything that we talked about, just hit the website. That's komando.com.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.